The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You're now in the Essential Zone, where we seek to be informative, inspirational, enlightening, and dynamic. But more importantly, we seek to be fair and balanced. There comes a time when the game tolerates no spectators, only players. There comes a time when we must recognize that our individual aspirations shape our collective destiny. There comes a time when getting in the game, despite the risks, despite the challenges, regardless of the cost, is simply the right thing to do. There comes a time when we must find our hearts, find our soul, and pursue our purpose for the greater good of all, for country, for humanity. There comes a time when we must manifest our true greatness. Yes, there comes a time, and that time is now. So let's get down to the essentials. The Essentials, serious radio for serious people committed to advancing the national conversation. Good evening and welcome to The Essentials, The Reset. I am your host, Hubert Edwards, and you are on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, and it's the Christmas season. And during Christmas, we all take time to celebrate, to enjoy ourselves, to reflect, to look back, to understand and appreciate, as some persons would say, what's the real reason for the season. Different persons obviously have different outlook, different views, different perspectives. But this evening, we are going to have one of our wonderful conversations as we usually do. We are going to be speaking with a lady who knows a lot about the topic that we will present to you this evening. But before we get into that, just want to kind of look across the landscape, and we see that the FTX issue has taken a new turn. Mr. Sam Bankman-Fried is now in the United States, and he has been given bail to the reconnaissance of his personal recognizance, and he is with his mother and father after stay there. And it's so interesting how a day can make a huge difference in the life of anybody. For that matter, we also saw today where great news came out, where the FATF, the CFATF, has released the fact that the Bahamas is now either compliant or largely compliant with all 40 of the recommendation of the FATF recommendation as it relates to AML and proliferation. And so that is a fantastic, great news for the Bahamas, something that we should celebrate, something that we should have a reason for taking an extra sip as we go into the holidays. Why this is important, we just took a hit on the, as it relates to digital asset, but even in this report which was released, the information which was released, the digital asset itself or virtual asset, as it relates to the AML regime around virtual asset, was given a nod by CFATF, FATF. And so we ought to be, and we are thankful for that development. This evening, I want to take you to some place where we don't usually go on the show for that matter, but it's an important thing. It's an important discussion to have. And if you want to join in on the conversation as usual, the numbers are available. You can join in at the appropriate time. And we would really, really honestly love to hear from you as we share with our guests. The numbers are 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4315. And so what is it that we are going to put the twist on this evening? I have on the live line, we're doing this remotely, Miss Pamela Jones. And Miss Pamela Jones is the author of a very interesting book. It's called The Seeker's Search, A Biblical Guide for the Curious Dreamer. And I thought it would be appropriate that we have a conversation about dream, not in the sense that we normally talk about, where we sit and we think about what it is that we're going to achieve tomorrow, what is it that we want to achieve 4 or 5 years from now. When we talk about actual dreaming, when you go to bed, when you close your eyes, when you have what's called vision, and is there any real sense and pattern, and are there, substantial issues that we should pay attention to when we have these occurrences? And so we have in our virtual studio an expert, Ms. Pamela Jones, and she's going to take us through some of the issues that we need to pay attention to, some of the issues that we need to stop disregarding. She is going to debunk some things and questions that I may have. But I just want to welcome you to The Essentials for the first time, Ms. Jones. It's certainly a privilege and a pleasure to have you here with us.
Good evening, Mr. Edwards, and thank you. It is indeed a pleasure and an honor to be on Radio Guardian 96.9.
Yes, and if you have something smart to say, this is a place to come and say it. So let's start where we should start. Let's talk about this idea of dreams. What is a dream? What is it that we should be bearing in mind as we lay our heads down tonight? And these images and stuff come to us. How do you define that?
First, if you would mind, can we open in prayer?
Go ahead.
Father, we thank you for this evening. We bless your name. You are indeed sovereign. You are all-knowing. You're all-wise. You're omnipresent. And you're all-powerful. This evening, as we discuss, we invite your wisdom and your spirit into this virtual platform, into the various homes and the airways. We pray that the listeners' ears would be attuned to your voice and the words that will be uttered. Let the words be words that you would wish for the listeners to learn and to improve and to impart. We thank you for this medium. We thank you for the host. And we thank you, God, for having your way in this session. And so, Mr. Edwards, if you would be so kind, I'd just like for persons to know a little bit about me, because probably they may be asking, who is this lady? And I've been teaching for a while, and the first question they ask is, who are you? And so, if you don't mind, I would like to proceed on that being before I get into answering.
No, I don't mind at all. Go ahead.
Okay, so I would like to share with the audience that I've been saved from I was 12 years old, and I had to rededicate myself when I was 28 years old and got very serious about my relationship with God. And, as I got serious, there were some persons, like I'm sure we all have in our life, that challenge us. And one of the things the person said to me is, what you do not know is bigger than you. And when they said it, it was not so much of wanting me to know, but more so one of mockery. And it was at that point I started to ask God, what is it is this person speaking about? And the Lord started to show me things in dreams. And I had a 10-year journey of studying and reading the Bible and other experts in the field of dream and dream interpretation. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that, at 2011, I audibly heard the verse of God says, the voice of God say to me, I would like for you to teach what you have learned. So from 2011 to the present day, I have been teaching on biblical dream interpretation, and hence the book, The Seeker's Search, was published in 2018 for those who I could not reach physically. And I've had 4 sets of graduations just last year and continue to look forward to more graduates. I take on students every September, actually the fall or spring semester, and we learn from the book. And so we want to know what is the meaning of dreams. And as I stated, that it is a biblical dream interpretation class. So everything is based on the word of God. And we know that there are persons out there who may not subscribe to the word of God, but I subscribe to the word of God, and those who come to the teaching come with the understanding, as in Psalms 138 and verse 2, that the word the Lord places, or God places his word above his name. And we know, as in Psalms 119, verse 89, that forever, O Lord, your word is settled. So the word of God is the final authority in my life, the final authority in the lives of those who come seeking what God has to say through dreams to them. And so as we seek the word of God, as it speaks to the definition of dreams, because I can give you my word, but the most powerful word is the word of God. And the word of God says in Job 33, verses 14, 15, and 16, it says, now, this is what he's saying. This is what God is saying to us. That on verse 14, he said, God speak it once, yea, twice, yet man perceive it not. So in our waking moments, God is talking to a lot of us. He's trying to prevent us from going into harm's way. He is trying to direct us into our destiny. And there are occasions when we don't hear him when we are awake. So verse 15 says, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep fall upon men while slumbering in their bed, verse 16 says, then he, who is God, opened the ears of men and sealed their instructions. And this is an instruction to change your life. And so when you look at the definition of dream as it relates to God, that is the definition that he gives. And when you would look in secular definition of it, dreams are a sequence of mental images, sounds or experiences, characters, events and places that the dreamer experienced while asleep. You must be asleep to dream. Now, there are daydreams, and you know what that is, dreaming about your special person, or like you said initially, goals that we call dreams, aspirations that we call dreams. But the dreams that we are talking about tonight are the dreams, are words and instructions that come from God to the dreamer to affect and enforce a positive spiritual and even physical change in their life. I trust I've answered that. Mr. Edwards?
So you have framed the context of your dream and the way you see dream within the context of your biblical and religious belief. The ordinary individual out there who, like all human beings, go to bed, have these visions or see these images while they sleep, how is it that they should, what type of awareness should they bring to that? Is it consistently a fact that God is speaking to every single individual, regardless of that individual's belief or acceptance of Christ, acceptance of God as a savior?
I totally agree with that, because there is, he made us. A lot of people would try to run away from who is their creator, but God made us. And just like how they would say, if Ford made a Jeep and the manual comes with the Jeep, if anything goes with that wrong with that Jeep, you should read that manual. And in likewise, God created us, and the manual for life is the Bible. And so he is always, if we are not in alignment of what he has ordained us and created us for, if we are not in alignment, he will always be coming to us to communicate to us to get into alignment. Because he said in Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you, the plans to prosper you and to bring you to an expected end. And there are some persons who sometimes don't meet that expected end. Sometimes they don't meet their the goals that God has called for them. And so he's sending his word. You can read the Bible. Some people don't read the Bible, so they may never hear what God have to say to them. There's words. There are churches. There are preachers. And sometimes people don't listen to preachers. There's this inner small voice that sometimes people say, one voice told me this. So we have so many options where God is speaking to us when we are awake. But some of us are so very busy, we do not hear that voice say, don't go that way. Because if you go that way, X, Y, and Z will happen. And you'll find a lot of people after they've gotten into accidents or bad mishaps, they'll say, you know, there was a voice that told me not to go. I'm sure many of us listening can relate to that. And so as the regular person, if you do not heed to those voices in your waking moment, God have you asleep. And he has your full attention at that time. And for the most part, you are going to get a dream that will redirect you. Now, we don't want to be misled that all dreams are from God, because there are some dreams that come from Satan.
Yeah, okay, before you go there, I just want to kind of develop that point a little bit more. So in my waking moments, right, I am being spoken to by God.
Yes, yes.
I am being given instructions. I'm being told, don't go there, go there. Don't do this. This thing is better for your life. There is that quiet, small voice which is speaking to me in every waking moment.
Mm-hmm.
But either I have, let's use some of the terms you will hear in Bible or in the realm of Christendom, even I have hardened my heart, that means my mind is turned against what it is that I'm hearing, or I lack the level of awareness and the level of understanding to respond positively to these promptings. You're saying to me that because that happened in my life or in any other individual life, while I am asleep, there is a reiteration of this effort. And therefore, because I have no choice but to get it, I am asleep, I am semi-conscious or totally unconscious, these things are being downloaded into me. The question, therefore, is if that is the case, why would I not be pushed in the direction of these instructions now, having been downloaded?
Okay, so sort of loaded question, but you know, remember now, from we were born, we were given a free will.
Mm-hmm.
You have a choice to make. You can make a decision to listen to God. And so he would always communicate with you like a parent. You know, you had some control over children when they're children. When they reach a certain age, the only thing you can do is continue to recommend and pray as much as you can that they will guide, go through the way that you would want. So needless to say, asleep or awake, God will always speak to you. But the final decision is yours. And what I'm saying to you is like, I guess I'm going to use myself as a model for most of the conversation. There was a time that I was going through a financial challenge, and I couldn't figure out how to get through that challenge. And I went to sleep and I didn't have a pleasant sleep. And it wasn't until God walked into that dream and he said, when you wake up, I want you to go and do this, that, and the other. And trust me, when I got that information, I slept like a baby. When I woke up that morning, I went and did what I was instructed, and I got good success. And I'm saying that to say, because he said he'll perfect those things that concerns us. Anything that concerns anybody, save or unsaved, he's willing to continually speak to you that you will have the good success that he spoke about in Jeremiah. And so if you are willing and you feel that this message is coming from God and this message will embedded your life, I would say, why not? What can you lose if you go and follow those instructions? And when you see the results, it will build a faith that when you hear that voice again or you hear those instructions again, you will go and run and do that because you would have seen the good results in the past.
Yeah, and you know, that's an interesting take on this, right? And I don't want to be throwing loaded questions at you. My questions are just being inquisitive and curious. I always wonder, Pamela, why is it that certain persons get the good message and certain other persons, I always wonder if we use the example that you give, why some individuals who may have, who may be having a financial challenge will go through life, go to bed, sleep, dream, wake up, and have no messages coming to them. But an individual like yourself gets very, very clear instructions, which, when followed, work out to be a perfect solution to your problem. Why is this so?
Oh, okay. So basically, as I was about to lead into the difference between a dream from Satan and a dream from God, one of the key things I started with is the Bible. It has to be the final authority on your life. And one of the key things as I continue is that relationship with God. You would share some things with your children that you wouldn't share with a stranger. You understand me? And a number of the things that you would say to them, okay, it would be understood. You wouldn't have to learn a lot of it. But there are some, let me just say it like this. The interpretation of dreams, the speaking in tongues, are a whole different language. And it's a language that is discerned by the Spirit of God. And you must be in connection with the Spirit of God to have that internal inner circle information. Notice now, Jesus had 12 disciples. Beyond that, he had more. There was, I believe, over 120, if not more, disciples. But he had those 12 that he called. And from the 12 that he called, he had the three. And what the three know, some of the 12 didn't know. And on top of that, when he did parables, his disciples came to him and said, well, why would you speak these things that the people don't understand? And then he would give them the internal meaning, but the persons who heard as the big audience, they only got the story. And so at the end of the day, when you are in dreamland, God is speaking to you. And I wouldn't have to go back further if I say now, but when we sleep, we should be 8 hours of sleep. There's something called the rapid eye movement. Segment. And the rapid eye movement segment is the segment in which we dream. And we have 5 segments of that each night. So somewhere between 24 or 30 dreams are given to each and every one of us every night. Every night. If we get in our 8 hours sleep. Okay? But that, the thing about
that,
it is...
That seemed like a large number.
It is.
Because I can remember as a young person, right? I would remember a long dream. Some of the dreams I had as a child, I still remember them today, right? Mm-hmm. I can't remember what I dreamt about last night.
And that is it. That's what I was leading to. That yeah. There are lots of persons that are given these messages, but they don't recall their dreams. There are a few that do recall their dream. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I say this to my students, as I say to a lot of persons, and hear me always connecting you back to your relationship with God, mm-hmm. and your connection with your Bible. You would find the closer you are to God and the more you read the Holy Word, that there's a recall and there is a downloading that goes beyond the normal person who does it. Okay, I think that's only about almost reasonable, that if you put in the time, you should have a better advantage of those who don't. And that is the advantage. It's one of the advantages. But we must remember, when Jesus died and left, he told his disciples and he said to tell the world that I'm going, but I'm not leaving you defenseless. I'm leaving the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will be a teacher. He will be a guide and he will bring all things to your memory. So I always tell students, whenever you know you had a dream, because there are occasions where people have had dreams, but they cannot remember it. They wake up saying, I know I had a dream, but I can't remember what it is. I say, pray to the Holy Spirit. He has been given the mandate to bring it to your memory. And so you will find people who do that. You understand me? Somewhere along that day, or somewhere along the 3 days, that dream is downloaded. But you must be consistent with that. And okay. And that relationship, it's a relationship. Trust me when I tell you, there are some friends you will call every day, and there are some people you would not. And that relationship and that communication will clear up a lot of the things that you would have missed. The Holy Spirit will bring it back to your memory. Go on, Mr. Edwards.
Yeah, so let's shift slightly, very, very slightly. And this may be just a use of words, but you are the expert here. You will guide us accordingly. Some persons say dream, some persons say vision. Is there a distinction between the two? And if so, you know, what exactly should we be looking at to really understand, not just at a layman level, but from a level where someone like you who have read and studied this for a while, what are the things that we should be understanding in terms of when we seek to differentiate the two, if there's a differentiation?
Well, there is. And so one of the key things that I said is that you must be asleep for a dream. Whereas with a vision, you can be asleep or awake. Okay? There are visions in the night, and there are people who are awake, and the scene flash before their eye, and they see exactly what is happening. So a dream, most of the time, and I would say almost like 97% of the time, require an interpretation. Whereas quite the reverse with a vision, what you see is really what it is. There are rare occasions where a vision require interpretation, like the vision and the experience of John on the Isle of Patmos, his dreams and the wordings that were used were so dark and steeped in needing interpretation that when the Roman soldiers took him off the Isle of Patmos, when they saw the visions that he wrote down, they thought it was gibberish, for lack of a word, the writings of a crazy man. Yet they have some of the deepest secrets that yet have been to be revealed. So in the long and the short of it, you must be asleep with a dream, but you do not have to sleep with a vision. You can be awake or asleep with a vision. With a dream, you would need majority of the times an interpretation, but with a vision, what you literally see is what is happening. And one of the experiences I would like to share is one of my male students, and he was not saved, because I know the question normally is, should someone be saved to have dreams? And the Bible says that the Lord reigns on the just and the unjust. And even so, he is no respecter of persons. So he gives dreams and visions to everybody. And so this young man was unsaved, but he said he was to work and he was waitering. And he said in a split of a second, the veil opened up and he saw the scene on Fifth Street to go where his father was getting in an accident. And just as quick as that scene showed, it left. And minutes later, someone called him and said, your father was in an accident. And he said, let me tell you, it was on Fifth Street to go. And they said, yes, how did you know? And he told me that.
That's interesting. That's really an interesting take. for persons who may not readily warm to that type of a thinking, I think it's an interesting thing to chew on. I want to go back to something you said earlier. And I'm going to be very honest with you. I am in many instances one of the naysayers, right, on this. This idea of speaking in tongues, right? You said that that is part of some person's gifting, or it's part of the whole communication process. I personally am not convinced that some persons who pretend to speak in tongues are actually speaking in tongues, largely because they say the exact same thing every single time. I've heard them over and repeatedly. How does one, therefore, create the authenticity that this is really something which is true and valid, full with integrity and coming from God?
Okay, so I would definitely have to refer back to what I initially was talking about the difference between a dream from God and a dream from Satan, because mm-hmm. we are speaking about a spirit of discernment. Mm-hmm. You must be able to understand and identify the nature of a dream. And like, I go right back to the basic, which is the Bible. The Bible
This is not a dream, though. This is just persons who may be in
a public space. No, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. That is why I laid the foundation with the Bible first. Yeah. Because if they take the word of God as the final authority in their life, I would reference biblical references all the time. So that, like I said, you will know I'm not speaking of my own. It's not an opinion, but it is the word, infallible, inerrant. It doesn't err. And one scripture in the Bible speaks about where... So there's a scripture that speaks about when man sleep and how the enemy plants evil in their dreams, right? So that is the wicked one. The evil one will give you dreams that will tell you to do things that are not of God. It will give you evil thoughts, okay? And I don't even, like to say certain things, but anything that goes against the principles of God, you will know that God is a God that stands on his honor. So if he is telling you, go and forgive this person, go and love on that person, it is closely akin to the principles of God. But if it's going to, if a dream is telling you and showing you hate and rage, it is more times going towards evil. And the scripture says here, this is what I'm getting at to you. In 1 Corinthians 2, 10 to verse 14, it says that really it is the spirit that searches out the deep things of God. We're always talking about the dreams from God. And it says in verse 11, a person has their own thoughts and only him knows that thought except for the spirit of God who can tell their thoughts. And so at the 14th verse, you'll hear, a person without the spirit of God does not accept the things that come from God. And the spirit of God considers that, they would consider everything that comes from God foolishness because they do not accept the things of God and they cannot understand the things of God. That is 1 Corinthians 2, the second chapter, verses 10 to 14. So to answer your question, because this, the speaking of tongues is a big debate for so many persons throughout the nations, but it is in the Bible, okay? It is in the Bible. It came in Acts, okay? On the day of Pentecost, it came as a flaming tongue, and persons on that day who didn't speak different languages spoke different languages. And in that one day, they said 3,000 were brought into the body of Christ. And there are occasions when the Lord take a hold of a submitted person. He take a hold of their vessels, their vocal cords, and they start, it sounds like it's they're speaking, and they are speaking in other tongues. Okay, but they are not just speaking in other tongues. They are sometimes speaking another language. And persons in that audience that they are ministering to can pick up their language and say, you spoke to me plainly in my language. And so therefore, the Spirit of God comes upon a person when they are ministering to that level to speak directly to the person in their language. And that comes as a form of tongues. I've had that experience where my mom, when we went to Canada, Canada was able to speak fluent Creole. And I grew up with my mom who spoke fluent English. But at that moment, she influenced Creole to the Creole persons in that audience. And therefore, there was an anointing that was taken over. And you would find that there are sometimes that people speak in tongues. And when they speak in tongues, and that's why the Bible cautions sometimes when you do that, if it's for the edification of yourself, it should be done in private, okay? But if there is a word that's coming from God, that person will speak out in tongues, and there should be and there would be someone present to interpret what was said, because the body that is listening to that uttered voice needs to hear the English or whatever language they're in interpretation. And on many occasions, bodies of Christ, bodies of believers have been encouraged or given words of warning through speaking in tongues and the interpretation of tongues. I think a lot of people get sort of lost if there's a speaking in tongues and it isn't followed by an interpretation. It should follow by an interpretation, because the purpose of that heavenly language is to communicate at that point.
I got you. I try to stay open, keep an open mind on this. I confess I may not be at the same level of spirituality as you, but at the same time, I know some persons that I speak of, and they're saying the exact same thing over and over, and I'm not convinced that that comes from any place else other than to fill a pause or fill a space or thing. But then again, I need to be careful. Maybe I just don't know.
My point about that, sir, you know, and for everyone that is listening, I always tell persons, because there's so many normal and abnormal principles out there, okay? And the word of God says to us all to follow me as I follow Christ. And if you see someone who's in spiritual leadership doing or saying fine with the word of God, you ought to question it and you ought not to follow it. But you ought to have your normal, and your normal or your normal should be the Bible. And anything that wears off, you should not. That's my thing about it. I'm just someone who will spend my days and years pursuing this, because it was really a matter of life and death for me, and continues to be a matter of life and death, to make sure that I am aligning myself with what he has designed for me, so that when I come to my expected end, and they said, you know, we all have to go before him and give an account, that I can give an account in a good way. If he's given Hubert Edwards three great talents, and when he comes to the end of his journey and he has to meet the maker, for those who believe that they will meet their maker, he's going to say, okay, Mr. Edwards, I gave you three talents. What did you do with those talents? And it is hopefully you'll be able to say, well, here's six, to those who hide their talents and don't use them. And your introduction speaks so powerfully about how, you know, there comes a time when you got to stop being a spectator and start coming into the game and participate. Because your participation, you understand me, isn't only about you, but you affect a change of those who are connected to you.
Got you. We're going to take ourselves a break here. We're having a discussion with Ms. Pamela Jones. She is the author of the book, The Seeker's Search, A Biblical Guide for the Curious Dreamer. My question to you, you dream. Are you a dreamer? Are you a curious dreamer? Are you one of those persons who dream and then you wake up in the morning and you can't figure out a thing that you dreamt about? That has happened to me in many circumstances, many situations. There are some times when I remember them very vividly. But we are going to look, when we come back on the other side, on the type of dreams. What are the different types of dreams and how are they really knowing and understanding? And so as we go into this Christmas season, I think it's a good point in time to stop and have a discussion around spirituality, around you looking inside yourself, inside your soul, taking a second glance at something that you may have ignored, something which holds value for you, something which has been persistently there, but certainly just right outside your reach of awareness. You listen to The Essentials, The Reset. I'm your host, Hubert Edwards. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at different types of dreams. Don't move. I'm right back. I can see the future better with my eyes closed. I want to be heard. That's the only reason I wrote. Expressions on paper just to make paper. The world is my playing field. I don't see the hater. Address me as Sosa, the son to keep major. So I don't need a deal for me to ever sound major. I used to be a player to calm and interfere. Dreams come true. You just got to be prepared. It's not about the gear, not about the jewelry, not about the man.
Next Level Solutions. Next Level Solutions. Solutions. At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and organizations to understand and strategically resolve governance, risk, compliance, regulatory, finance, and operational challenges, maximize their performance, and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy built on experiential knowledge. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com or call 376-8951. Next Level Solutions, practical solutions.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Hi, this is Shivago Lang, host of ZLive, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year from Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
All is bright round yon virgin, mother and child, holy. So tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
And welcome back to The Essentials as we listen to voice, one of my favorite voice, Mr. Nat King Cole. Nobody sings like Nat King Cole. Nobody comes even close to singing like Nat King Cole. So we want to make a shift now, Miss Jones, as we talk about dreams broadly. We talk about issues of speaking in tongues. We talk about the idea that, you know, someone does so, it's for the interpretation. Well, it needs an interpretation, because it's designed for the editor who are in the presence thereof. Now let's take a little bit of a switch and talk about some type of dreams. In your book, you talk about different types. You said that there are interactive dreams, there are personal dreams. There are dreams which are repetitive, and you call them saga dreams. There are also some dreams which are angelic dreams and visions, and then as you touched on before, you know, there may be dreams that come from Satan. Some are revealing, and they are dreams of light. Talk to us about a few of these. We don't necessarily have the time to go into every single one in depth, but, you know, one that I would pick out at the top is an interactive dream. And I also want to hear a little bit about the angelic dream.
Okay, wonderful. One of the things I would like to share, and I didn't have an opportunity to, is that I am a nurse of 33 years plus, and I've worked in psychiatry, surgical nursing, and been an educator, so was able to go throughout the length and breadth of the Bahamas on community health education, and also a pastor from 2013. And those experiences have culminated into an opportunity to share what I am able to share by way of the training. One of my mentors was John Paul Jackson, and he wrote a book, and it had some probably 16 to 20 types of dreams. And as you continue to go on your life, you'll realize that we start dreaming when we were in our mother's womb. And, you know, as I mentioned about rapid eye movement, persons would have taken an MRI of babies in the womb and see the eye moving and knowing that they were having a dream. And so we see here scientists say from day 59, the brain is fully developed. And Jackson shared. And so I want to just say for the lifespan, you are dreaming from you in the womb. And scientists show that you're dreaming even when your one parents can see you in your crib, your eye are moving, and they know that that's a dream. And one of my personal experiences, my aunt, who was 3 years old, she was able to dream of one of our ancestors who was dead years and years before she died. I mean, before she was born. And when she came out of that dream, she told my grandmother, she said, I saw, and it's amazing, his name was Joe Parrish. And she said, but how you know? And you ain't never meet him. She said, yeah. And she was starting to describe him. And she for sure knew that my aunt had seen him in a dream. And so when you are looking at interactive dreams, that is where we see King Abimelech. King Abimelech, and I know a number of us know about back in the day, if a king saw a beautiful woman, he would take her. It don't matter if she had a husband, they would have the husband killed just to have her. Story that Abraham told Sarah. Now listen, we go into this place. When we get there, you tell them that you're my sister. In truth, she was his half-sister, but she also was his wife. And so they both concocted not to tell the truth. And so sure as day, when King Abimelech asked Abraham said, that's my sister. And when he asked Sarah said, that's my brother. So King Abimelech took her and put her in his palace. And he was planning to do husbandly duties with her. And you would find that in that night, God showed up in King Abimelech's dream and said to him, for sure, you are a dead man. And King Abimelech in his dream had recall, and he had logic. And he responded to God and he said, how is that you will kill an innocent man when this man told me this is sister? And even the woman said, it is my brother. Okay? And so that's a dream where you find there are people who have dreams. Normally they say, oh, I saw this, I saw that. You see them interact or they had a conversation with persons. But in this dream, King Abimelech had interaction with God, had a conversation with God that affected his destiny, because the Lord instructed him, one, make sure Abraham prayed for you. Two, make sure you release Sarah, because if you don't, your kingdom will be cursed. And you will find that when he obeyed and gave Sarah back to Abraham and Abraham prayed for him, the women of his country were no longer barren. And so that is the story of King Abimelech. And I always love that story because there are lots of people would have dreams and not so much like the King Abimelech, but they'll have dreams of persons who were dead. And, you know, people sometimes, but let me say it like this, It is known that Satan takes on the form of your dead loved ones and come in your dream to cause you or want you to create a covenant with them. Shake their hand, give them something. Any transaction in a dream with a dead person or the spirit or the familiar spirit of that person creates a covenant with the enemy. And so you will find out that these are the people, they'll have conversations like, what you doing here? And you dead. I mean, that sounds like bad English, but people remember in dreams that this person is dead and they should have no interaction with them.
So you telling me that when I dream about my father and my mother, both of them have passed. And, you know, if you dream about your mother, you dream about your parent to whom you have affection, it's very likely that maybe possibly in the dream you are interacting, you're hugging, you're shaking hands, you're glad to see them. You're telling me that if I have such an experience, this is some interaction with the devil?
I'm saying to you, and if you review familiar spirits, Satan is a counterfeit. Anything that God creates, he falsifies. So he counterfeit faces, personalities. Okay? So when you're in a dream, I said just now, you have a discerning spirit to know if that person is alive or dead. And most persons, and so therefore the Bible says the living have no dealing with the dead. Okay? And I will always revert you back to scripture and the word of God. And so I've had that experience where literally in my dream, and the thing about it is my grandmother was dead, and my mommy went ahead and shook her hand. And even in the dream, I said, well, mommy, what you doing shaking mama hand, mama dad? You know? Mm. And I went ahead. I said, well, if mommy shaking her hand, I must shake her hand. Knowing I knew better. I knew better, even though this was like 1992. I knew better even at that point, but I still went ahead and did that. Do you know that night my father died?
So you killed your father?
No. What I'm saying is sometimes you make covenants. And when you make covenants, covenants is when you give something in exchange for something. And sometimes in a dream, you don't know what you give it. And that is why they say not to. Okay? Have no interaction because you do not know the depth or the consequence you are doing. And that is why it's so important that I say to persons, before you go to sleep, make sure you pray. Okay, read the scripture so that when you go to sleep, the things that you do are those that are in alignment with the spirit of God. Okay, you don't want to make a castigation because there are so many persons out there hearing me. I'm just saying to you, the scripture says that the living have no dealing with the dead and to not have covenant. Because when you make covenant, when you make these altars, you do not know what is being given away. And you don't want to take that chance, okay? And that's why I used myself. Now, I want you to know, and therefore there are lots of things not written in the Bible. And the Spirit of God basically said to me on numerous occasions, watch those familiar spirits. Watch and see what they're saying and what they're doing. You understand me? Be very insightful. Maybe not. You may not have that ability in the dream, but even when you come out, look and see what was the purpose. What were they doing? Were they really trying to get you engaged in something? Because that is, trust me when I say it, the foundation for many formed in families. And you don't want negative on top of negative. They use your sensibilities. They take advantage of your closeness with your mother, someone you loved. You know how many women have said to me that their husbands had come back and they realized and literally wanted to have sex with them. And then you realize that you have the succubus and the incubus spirits that have sexual intercourse with physical people in their dreams. Mm-hmm. And so you get into realms that you don't need to get into when you interact with spirit beings.
Okay. So I want to look at a couple of these types of dreams. But the two that I'm interested in are revelatory dreams, and this other one, repetitive and saga dreams. What can you tell us about that? Persons who have the same dream over and over, or, you know, dream that take on almost a movie-like type.
So amazing. So the repetitive dreams are like that of Pharaoh. Pharaoh had two dreams in the same night that had a similar meaning, mm-hmm. okay? And so therefore you'll find that when you have a repetitive dream, it means that there's a very strong message that God wants you to have, and he wants you to know that it's going to happen very soon. And so they require you to make some, follow some instructions. His, as Pharaoh, related to the nation and the nations of the world and the oncoming famine in the 7 years to come. And those 7 years was important to do the storing up of the grain that will save the world for the 7 years to come. And so you find a dream that keep on repeating itself, you ought to say, God, I know I get it. I know you're trying to get this message to me. Please help me understand and give me the instructions I need to deal with this, because I know it's going to happen soon, because it's repeating itself, and it's repeating itself in quick succession, which means almost immediate. Okay? The other one is the saga dreams. There's some people, they be in a dream, they get up, they have to go to the restroom, and when they come back, they go right back into that. God wants them to see what the end result is and to ensure that they follow the instruction so that it doesn't come to manifestation. There are some things we can do to cancel the plan of the enemy. And prayer is one of the most powerful tools to cancel. Not everything you see, not everything that is shown in a dream will come to pass. God say, pray and see if I will not turn the hands. Okay, Joshua prayed and the sun stood still for more than 24 hours. You understand me? Elijah prayed and all the other men of God prayed, and you see fire came down from heaven. So, you know, when these dreams continue on, God wants you to understand that that message is very important.
So what happens when an individual experiences, say, a saga dream, when an individual experiences a revelatory dream, but takes no action? Is it a definitive fact that whatsoever is outlined in the dream, let's assume that you were told not to go to XYZ place and you did turn up there, but nothing happened, and you keep going back there and nothing happened. At what point in time does that dream lose credibility in the mind of the individual?
So one of the things you would find out in dream world, and for me, I've noted it in particular, if I see persons who are dead, like in 3 months or so, they're literally dead. Okay? So sometimes dreams have a time frame, as you would see with that one with Pharaoh. There are lots of people who in the natural think nothing has happened. But trust me when I tell you, if you've not followed an instruction, there are some things happening behind the scene that are negative in, or that's not a good word, making it negative on your behalf. One of the ones that, and your body and your health are key to time frames. I know my mom had a dream one time, and she shared with her brother-in-law that And he said, no, I'm healthy. She said, go and check yourself out. And sure enough, he came up with cancer, and he was able to get his treatment in time and was healed, okay? And a lot of your dreams are time sensitive for your health-wise or financial-wise. And so you may think nothing happened, but there are some things that happen spiritually. If you don't have the spiritual insight, you would not know, okay? Like, I'll just share with me, like I said, I'm using me as an example. There was a time that someone invited me somewhere, and I was literally cautioned not to go. But I went and I said, I'm going to pray over that place, so when I go, everything would be well. But before I reached there, the Lord showed me, even in the dream, that the person had counteracted the prayer of anointing and healing and deliverance and the blood of Jesus that I placed on that place. And so
how can that be possible?
How could it be possible?
to counteract the, the prayer.
Yeah, because see, what happens is when you're dealing with levels of evil, okay, and I'm telling you this is some time back now, when you're dealing with some levels of evil, there are some things God would tell you, that's not your, that's not for you to go. You're not to go there and you're not to do that because I didn't send you, nor did I anoint you to go there. So I could pray. I pray. But the thing about it is when you go in someone else's territory, they have legal rights. You understand me? And if God didn't send me and he did not send me, trust me, the person invited me and I wanted to go.
I understand, you know, inherently I understand the argument of not being sent. The argument that I do not fully appreciate is the counteraction, given that, you know, you have God as an entity being omnipotent. How is it possible for any other entity to counteract his power?
Yeah, see, the thing about it is I had a student like that and I had to learn it myself. I had a student like that. She had challenges and she's saying, these things won't leave me. And I said, well, you have to plead the blood of Jesus, okay? And she said, I'm doing that. And that's still not showing me that, you know, he said that my children know my voice and a stranger voice, they will not answer, okay? So that's us hearing him. And in the same way, when the sons of Sceva went to cast out a demon, they didn't say, come out in the name of Jesus. They said, come out in the name of Paul or whatever, okay? But they didn't have a personal relationship with God. So when they tried to do that, that evil, the spirits in that person, or that they overtook them and beat them and got them naked. So I was going in a territory that I was not anointed for, nor at that level. And I listened to me, I really did get some stuff that I shouldn't have gotten because I shouldn't have gone there. And I had I had to repent. Okay. I'm not gonna be one to say I was all that. No, no. You have to be obedient. If you don't be obedient, you could call the name of Jesus whatsoever. But if you have not been given authority to go certain places, don't go.
Definitely. And so we are listening to Miss Pamela Jones, and she's taking us through this, and that dreams are valuable. Dreams have messages for us. There are things that we should pay attention to. There are things that we need to tune our awareness such that we can download these things. And so we're going to take ourselves another break. And when we come back, we are still going to be talking about dreams. This time, I am going to have her discuss one of my favorite dreamers of the Bible. My two favorite dreamers. One is bold and strong. The other one started out not being so bold and strong. If you read your Bible, you know exactly, at least the one not bold and strong who I'm speaking of. But that's for the other side. So you listen to The Essentials. I am your host, Hubert Edwards. And as we get into the season of Christmas, we want to just say to you, be nice, be happy, be satisfied with what you have. Pay attention to the persons around you, those who may not have as much as you do. Help out where you can. Because at the end of the day, this is really not just simply about you. It's about us. At the end of the day, the value that you give to others is the value that you accrue in this life, ultimately. We'll take a break here. When we come back, get right back in with Miss Pamela Jones, the author of the book, The Seeker's Search, A Biblical Guide for the Curious Dreamer. Are you a curious dreamer? Well, come back.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
Next Level Solutions. Next Level Solutions. Solutions. At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and organizations to understand and strategically resolve governance, risk, compliance, regulatory, finance, and operational challenges, maximize their performance, and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy built on experiential knowledge. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com or call 376-89. Next Level Solutions. Practical solutions delivered.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Happy holidays from Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful and wonderful Christmas.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord.
And welcome back to The Essentials as we listen to Nat King Cole provide his version of The Christmas Carol. We're having a conversation with Ms. Pamela Jones, the author of the book, The Seeker's Search, A Biblical Guide for the Curious Dreamer. And she is also a teacher on the subject of dreams. She explores, introduces, opens, teach persons as to how to come to into a better appreciation on this. Before we wrap up and we get in rapidly to the end of the show, which means that we are at least making some sense in some ways. When the show goes slow, it's always a challenge. When it goes fast, I like that. There are two persons in the Bible which there's a story around dreams or vision. I mean, there are many, but there are two persons that I want to single out, and that is Joseph and Gideon. I want to start first with Gideon. Give me your take on Gideon and the impact and import of the experience that he had as it relates to, you know, what took place in the Old Testament.
Okay. And before we go forward, it seems like we're really running out of time because I thought we would have been able to hear from one or two callers. But
If they call, they'll call the persons. Just if they are out there and they want to call, them, we give the numbers. And that's their part of the show. Our part is to explore the issues and we'll see.
Okay. I wanna make a solemn declaration, as you would have earlier stated, speaking on truth, that I see dreams as a special gift. Dream interpretation as a special gift from God, beyond a thought or an idea. It is a way of life for those who seek spiritual intellect, and it has navigated Ham's way. And one of them was Gideon. Gideon saw himself as one of the smallest group in the tribe of Judah, and he was in the threshing floor hiding when God called him and said, come, you mighty man of valor. And I'm sure Gideon was looking around trying to figure out who God was talking about. And, you know, he fleeced God. You know, if I put the fleece on, if it get wet, that's you. If it didn't, it's not you. And so there are lots of people testing to see if the voice they heard was truly God or not. And when God said to him, I want you to go and fight the Philistines, he said, me? He said, yes. And so he called the men of Judah, and they came over 30,000 strong. And God looked at Judah, Gideon, and say, listen, I'm a little bit too big. Tell all of them who are afraid, them scared, tell them go home. Before he knew it, 30,000 was to 3,000. Huh? And then when you look at it, he said, now, that's still too much number, because God says, not by might, nor is it by power, but it's by my spirit. You can go drink. And there were some skillful men who know you can't just bow your head and drink. You ain't watching to see if an enemy gonna approach you. And so the 300 that drank and watched, God said, I could use them. And even with all of that honing down, Gideon still had such a fearful spirit that he needed to have that courage that the angel came to him with. God said, go to the enemy camp. I want to show you something. Gideon was so afraid. He said, I can't go by myself. He took somebody. God said, take this person with you. And when he went there, he heard a Philistine soldier. Never said he was saved or nothing. But he's saying that he had a dream. And in that dream, he saw a big valley rolling down the hill. And he said, that's nothing but Gideon and his army coming to destroy us. And so Gideon needed to hear out of the mouth of an enemy what the enemy thought of him before he even appreciated or accepted what God thought of him. And you know the story, that they went on and they won that battle. They won the victory. But dreams come not only just to warn, but it comes even to encourage, as you would have seen with Gideon.
Yeah, so one of the messages, or a message that can be taken away from that, is often if you get a dream, you might be scared. It may be scary, but if you follow through, if you believe, and if you do the things which you have been instructed to do, it is possible that at the end of the day, you can meet with great success, much greater success than you even imagine. I refer to Gideon as the cowardly one who, having heard that he was a mighty man, responded like, you know, who you talking to? Who you talking about? But eventually, following instruction, by his obedience, he obviously at the end of the day, became someone of great repute and someone of great significance. The other dreamer I want to cast your mind to is one who may be, you know, very familiar to most persons if they're not as familiar with Gideon, and that is Joseph. Talk to us about Joseph as we get into the waning moments.
So Joseph is probably the most well-known dreamer in the Bible. Of course, we know he was 17 years old when he got his first dream, but he's the beloved child of Rachel. Rachel only had two sons for Jacob, and therefore they were the treasured ones. And of course, you know, his trouble started when his dad gave him a position almost like an administrator, where Joseph went and reported on his brothers if they didn't do the right thing. And who knows, nobody reporting on them. So to add insult to injury, but God gives him a dream of his future by the age of 17, and showed him how the 11 sheaves would bow down to him. And his brothers also were able to interpret, knowing that this dream was saying that they would bow to him, and they absolutely hated, even in the natural, but less in the spirit, that this would happen. And then shortly thereafter, he has yet another dream where the moon would bow to him. And in that regard, his father then becomes irate with him, because, like, what are you saying? Your brothers and I are going to bow, and your mother, and his mother would have already been dead, are going to bow to you. But you would see, for his journey of being almost killed by his brothers, put in the pit, taken out of the pit, sold to the Ishmaelites, what are their cousins, and taken down the port. I mean, really just excelling in Potiphar's house, getting accused of sexual immorality, being placed in prison, being placed in charge of the prison, offering his gift of dream interpretation to the Pharaoh's cup bearer and baker. And one's dream was not so good. The birds on it, with the basket of bread on his head, saying that he'd be dead in 3 days. And the one, Lord, knows that in 3 days he'll be restored to his position that he was. And I believe for 2 or 3 years, he had totally forgotten the kindness that Joseph showed him, even though Joseph entreated him, do not forget me. And but it wasn't until 13 years after that dream, when Joseph was 30 years old, Pharaoh had the dream that we spoke about earlier. And he had nobody in the kingdom to help him with that interpretation. And I often realize throughout the Bible, and even in modern day time, leaders of the world are tormented with dreams that they don't understand. But there are dream interpreters around and available to assist them with their interpretation that will affect not only their nation, but the nations of the world. And Joseph did just that and was able to interpret Pharaoh's 2 dreams accurately, to the point that Pharaoh had the anointing upon him to discern that Joseph also had the opportunity and the ability to reverse the plan of that dream. And in so doing, he did by saving at least 5% of all of the fears that was able to sustain not only Egypt, but the world for the following 7 years of famine, and also created massive wealth for Pharaoh, because when people had no more gold to sell, they had to sell their land. So Joseph was an extreme dreamer. He was the one that would inherited his dream as a gifting in the family, because his father was, his grandfather, his great-grandfather was Abraham. You don't hear much about Isaac, his grandfather, but his father was also a dreamer, and he was a dreamer. So you know that you could belong to a family of dreamers.
So the persons who, like myself, don't get the fantastic and, you know, very complex dreams and understand them, then obviously there's no one in my ancestral line who have that type of ability. So I'm kind of doomed to sleeping, dreaming, waking up and don't know exactly what's happening, right?
Doom is such a deep and dangerous word. You're not, because like I said, we have the word of God. And one of my favorite also is Daniel. Daniel was a man of God. He was in the king's council chambers, and he was one who dedicated his life to and obeying the word of God and the diet of the Jews. And you will find when they wanted Daniel to eat the king's food, Daniel said no. Daniel and his 3 friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, said no. We will eat what the Lord has told us to eat and see if we won't be in a same position, if not better, when the king questions us. And in Daniel 1, you will see that when he questioned all them who ate from the king's table, they were not even, they said Daniel and his 3 friends were 10 times wiser. And that is why that Daniel fast, that root fast of just root vegetables and water, that 10 days or even that 21 days, it gives you a wisdom beyond your years. And you will see in Daniel 9, Daniel was so beloved by God when he did that 21-day fast. God sent Gabriel to give him his answer of his request. And it was such a fight that Daniel was caught up in the second heaven, couldn't get down to Daniel to give him the word. And there had to be a reinforcement by Michael the archangel, the fighter, the warrior angel, to withstand the prince of Persia in that area, to release Gabriel to go to Daniel, and told Daniel, in that very first day that you prayed, God gave the answer. And I'm coming to tell you that God has great blessings for you. He has given you, he said, he will give you understanding and skill beyond measure. So he not only could interpret, but there was a time when one of the kings could not remember his dream. And the king was about to chop off all the heads of all the wise people. And Daniel said, that don't make any sense. Give me 3 days. And Daniel prayed, And then that third day, Daniel was able to come back to the king and say, King, this is what your dream was, and this is what it means. And so you will find that there are some people out there, even if you, Mr. Hubert Edwards, do not know, there are people that you could consult who will help touch base with heaven with you to get your answers to. But there's the word of God for you. Okay, and there's, if you are, like my book say, if you are a seeker and you are curious, you will find every answer because God wants to get the answers to you. The Holy Spirit will help you. You understand me? And I have plenty of graduates, including myself, who guides persons with our dream cafe that we have available to our general public. And we just use my business phone for them to send in their dreams, and we send back the interpretation as the Lord allows.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about that a little bit. We don't have a lot of time. So, anyone who is experiencing one of these saga dreams or some nature, any classification, but wants to know a little bit more or want to know fully about what it is that they are experiencing, what message they're missing, they can speak to you or speak to one of those persons who you have trained.
Yes.
And you will be able to unwrap that dream for them.
Yes, we have been doing that.
And how does this work? I mean, how does this manifest itself? So if we go back to the example of Daniel said, give me 3 days, I'll think about it, I'll pray about it, and I'll come back and I will tell you with great specificity that this is exactly what you've been dreaming, and this is exactly what it means, and this is what it will lead to, and these are the things you ought to do or not to do. Is this the type of unveiling that takes place with your group?
Yes. And so the number is 426-4183.
Right.
And that's 242 in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can also email the dreams. And that's gotm.bahamas@gmail.com. And that's just for Global Overflow Training Ministries. That's the name of the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do. We tell them, give us the dream, give us 3 days. We get back to you. And we have persons assigned for each month to take on all the dreams that come. And we forward the results to the person as the Lord leads.
Yeah. How, you know, and don't take this in the wrong way. How do you know that the dream has been interpreted accurately?
And that's a good question. Always a great question. There was a scripture I said earlier, and I'm going to say it again. Nobody knows the spirit of a man but the man. Okay? Mm-hmm. And when you give a dream to someone for interpretation, when you get the right interpretation back, there is an aha release in your spirit. That is the same aha release that Pharaoh had, to the point that he appointed Joseph as the person in charge. And you will know that. You will always know that, because there's always going to be a gnawing question in your spirit if they did not hit the bullseye with that. On top of that, there is manifestation. There's manifestation to that interpretation.
Got you. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we have been listening to Miss Pamela Jones giving us a very interesting walk through this idea of dreaming and asking the question, are you a curious dreamer? Are you a seeker? Are you a seeker in search of an understanding, the knowledge that emanates from your dream? And if you are, I think she's entreating you, welcoming you, encouraging you to find her. Have a talk with her and the persons associated with her. And chances are they will be able to help you to interpret what you have been dealing with for greater good, for greater value. It's an intriguing subject for me. I always seek to be very open, honest with any topic that I take on. It's something that I have to sit back and reflect on. The aspects of certain things that I do not necessarily readily say yes to, But I'm always open, and I always keep an open mind. And I know Miss Jones and Pamela. She is a wonderful person, a wonderful spirit, an individual that I have interacted with and connected with. And so even if you disagree, I know that when she speaks, she's speaking from a place of believing, of honesty, of integrity. And that is why, you know, I really have no issue, no problem having her on the show this evening to have this discussion. I find it really intriguing that we should not ignore our dreams. We should think about them as part and parcel of the communication, higher power. At least if you think about it in that context, it gives you a greater appreciation that this is not just useless time spent while you sleep or useless activity while you sleep, but it's something which is valuable. So Pamela, I'm going to give you the last word in a 60 second, and as we finish and wrap up, we will go out to the voice of Nat King Cole when we get one of these final Christmas carols. So give us your final word very quickly.
Thank you so very much, because I was bubbling, wanting to say, for those who are questioning, I often pray this prayer like the Islam and those who don't believe in God, that God has shown up to many of them in their dreams. I pray tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that you who we know are the real thing, the real deal, that you show up in their dream, you show up in their life, you manifest yourself, you answer the questions that they have in their minds. And we thank you, God, but we know that it's not by might, nor is it by power, but it's by your spirit, God, that you are wooing and drawing them through dreams to come to you, because your ultimate goal is that if when they leave this earth from their body, but they will be present with you, because they would have lived the life that you have sent them to live, and they have infected and enforced your glory on earth. And they would have brought many persons into the kingdom of God because of their obedience. And even now, God, we say thank you for this 1.5 hours of blessings.
Thank you so much, Ms. Jones, and I think that's a good way to go into the Christmas season, and a good way for us to kind of season our minds for the new year, which is coming up. So, you know, it's time to think on these things and think about your own life, think about your own future, and whether it's a dream you dream when you go to sleep, or the dream that you will kind of cherish in your heart about your future and what is going to be in 2023. We ask you to go out and do that with a sense of urgency, a sense of kindness, in a manner where you can add value to all of those around you. And want to ask you, as the Christmas comes upon us, that you be safe, help somebody, share with somebody, be good, be kind, and just try not to be bad. Remember, COVID is not yet over, so you have to protect yourself as you go out to Jonkun or you go out to the various gathering. Be mindful, be careful. We always end our show by saying, do not allow your greatness to become a victim of your unwillingness to change. I want to thank you, Ms. Jones, for being here. And all that is left to say is walk good, one love, and Ubuntu. Good night.
Blessings, blessings, blessings.
Certain poor shepherds in fields, as they lay in fields where they their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.